Good morning to both of you. Thanks so much for being
here.
Good
morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
First off, thank you for the delicious breakfast. This is phenomenal. So thank you. Everybody here loves it. So thank you.
Hey, we're egg farmers. You know we know how to do breakfast.
It's great. Can we get into these chicken slingshots first and tell me like what I need to know about these chicken slingshots?
I'm going to let Brittany tell you about that.
So these chicken slingshots add fun to every environment. You can get into office wars, take them home. They might stick to your walls, but it's just something to bring joy wherever you are.
I find them on my ceiling at the house all the time. I would encourage you not to do that. They leave a little spot up there. So there's like 50 spots on the ceiling at my house. I have young kids. It's not me.
I'm going to take some home to my little one.
Please.
It's going to be great. Okay. A lot of great things coming up. Let's talk about the place at the table that you're supporting again with the 4th annual Pay What You Can Food Truck Rodeo. This is Sunday, April the 13th from 11 until 2.
Yeah. So we've enjoyed partnership with Place at the Table. It's a Pay What You Can restaurant. And now, you know, we've partnered with them for the Food Truck Rodeo, and Brittany's going to tell us a little bit more about that, but we're just excited to be able to do that with them.
Yeah, it's a great event. Just bring the community together. There's going to be lots of food trucks. You get to see the new Traveling Table, a Place at the Table's brand new food truck that's going to be out there. It's just going to be a really fun event. Bring the community together. A lot of nonprofits are going to be out there also to share about their missions and what they're doing. Ripe Revival is going to be out there. We do a lot of partnerships with them. So it's going to be a fun event.
Let me kind of piggyback it and dive a little bit deeper into that. In terms of Place at the Table, they said it's the mission to feed the body and the soul, and nice to be part of that event, which is helping everybody, really, because it's helping your soul, your body, just helping everybody in the community, which is a great cause.
Yeah, so it's at Brazel Family Farms, it's our mission to feed the body and the soul. So we produce food, but we want to make an impact on people's lives. And so we think things like this partnership with the Place at the Table are opportunities to do that part of feeding the body and the soul, to be able to make an impact and touch communities and people that may not be able to afford the things that a lot of us can afford. So it's just an opportunity to give back and to support a restaurant like a Place at the Table that's doing a really good thing right here in Raleigh.
It's awesome. What about the partnership you mentioned, Brittany, with Ripe Revival? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Ripe Revival, they also help fight food insecurity, so we get a partner with them in their mobile food markets, and they also have a pay what you can mentality, so people can come in from the community, shop for fresh foods, fresh meats, vegetables, eggs, Brazel Family Farms eggs, and they can shop, again, pay what you can, or there's suggested prices on it, so anyone from the community can shop from their mobile markets.
All right, so this is National Nutrition Month, I've learned too, and obviously, eggs, a big part of nutrition. There's a lot of nutrition, a lot of protein, a lot of good stuff in eggs.
Absolutely. I mean, I am a little biased, but I would say that eggs are nature's miracle food. I mean, certainly it's a superfood, and people, we talk a lot. I mean, I would say in general, the culture in America is getting more towards like better for you foods and exercise and things like that. So eggs have a great reputation, and oftentimes just the whites for protein, but the yolk is where there's so much nutrition, all your vitamins and minerals, and it comes in its own perfect little packaging too. So eggs are such a very important part of a balanced diet and healthy nutrition.
Yeah, and we think about eggs, I do, as a breakfast food, but it's not just a breakfast food. Like, eggs can be in anything, right?
Absolutely. I mean, eggs are in everything. You eat them all day, every day. You don't even have to eat them just in breakfast style. I mean, we put them on pizza, on burgers.
We add them to ramen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think about
that. It's a game changer.
Wow. Wow. And then on your website, too, a lot of recipes, right? And it's not just breakfast recipes.
Nope. Mm-hmm. There's recipes for all different times of the day. If you go to BrazelFamilyFarms.com, you can go to our recipes tab. I think one of our fan favorites we've made recently is the Charleston dip, and that's great for the basketball season and the football season, something easy to bring for your friends to share.
Okay, what's in the dip?
Lots of cheese, eggs, bacon. Can't go wrong.
Goodness.
You're speaking my language.
That's right.
Eggs, cheese, and bacon.
I love the days when Brittany's doing like filming recipes in the kitchen at the office, because I walk in, I can smell it, and I get to just eat it up. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's great. Just talk to me a little bit about, and you mentioned it too a little bit, Trey, the importance of being able to give back to the community. It's what we're talking about, is being able to give back to all these communities and all the people that have supported you guys too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that, there's something instilled in me by my dad and the generations before me. We're certainly not here to serve ourselves. We're in business to be able to have excess to be able to give back. to our employees, our communities, to people that have less, that are in need. So that's what brings us a lot of joy. I would say that's what motivates us to get up in the morning to be able to do what we do. So we try to, you know, find ways in our local communities, and communities that we operate in and communities that we distribute in, to be able to do things like this, because that's, you know, to us, that's really what it's about. You know, there's not a lot of joy in just trying to make money.
Yeah.
You know, it's to be able to do something to help folks, to know that God didn't give us this just to keep for ourselves is what really drives us every day.
What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning, you guys?
Probably that. But look, make sure you get some eggs. Look,
yes.
Nature's perfect food.
BraswellFamilyFarms.com.
BraswellFamilyFarms.com. We got lots of things. Again, Place at the Table Food Truck Rodeo. Saturday, April 12th, that's a busy weekend. We also have Egg Sighting Saturday, which is a huge Easter event that the town of Nashville puts on and we get to be a part of. It's a really fun season for us.
That's great stuff. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for the breakfast.
And thank you.
Hope we can see you guys again soon.
Hey, thank you for
Trey
letting us be here.
And Brittany with Braswell Family Farms.